changed your mind. Good. The reading is from Matthew chapter 13, and it's 1 to 23. The parable of the sower. That same day, as Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake, such large crowds gathered round him that he got into a boat and sat in it, while all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still, other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 160 or 30 times what was sown. He who has ears, let him hear. The disciples came to him and asked, why do you speak to the people in parables? He replied, the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them. Whoever will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. This is why I speak to them in parables. Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. You will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For this people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes, because they see, and your ears, because they hear. For I tell you the truth, many prophets and righteous men longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. Listen then to what parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is the seed sown along the path. The one who received the seed that fell on rocky places is the man who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since he has no root, he lasts only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, he quickly falls away. The one who received the seed that fell among the thorns is the man who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke it, making it unfruitful. But the one who received the seed that fell on good soil is the man who hears the word and understands it. He produces a crop yielding 160 or 30 times what was sown. This is the word of the Lord.
Listen, a sower went out to sow. Wow, what a dramatic opening. Because isn't that what sowers do? They go out to sow. And they sow seeds. But surprisingly, this is one of the few parables that appears in all of the three synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. It even appears in the Gnostic Gospel, that's not in our Bible and is heretical, but it does, it appears in it, the Gospel of Thomas. It must have been a story that Jesus told and was being constantly retold in Christian communities everywhere, because it was written down by them. So when it gets to the time when they're writing down the narratives and going, well, what are the important bits to include? Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and others, wrote down this parable. And it must have been important because it's quite long. It's one of the longest, in fact. So it takes up a heck of a lot of scroll space. And if you think about it, they tried to put in only the essentials because paper, scrolls, it was expensive stuff. And I know that Anne did this, and many people do, when they start reading the Bible, they read out the bold title at the top of the paragraph. And then you'll get halfway down and they'll read out the next bold title. Do you know those bold titles are not actually in the text? They're not part of the Greek text. They are an editor's edition, so different editors put different ones in. So, but we all know this is the parable of the sower, because that's what most Bible's bold text does. But actually, it's called the parable of the sower also because Jesus calls it that. And it's the only parable he himself names. In verse 18, he goes, "Hear then the parable of the sower." And by the way, I'm using the NRSV for my quotes today because that's what I tend to write my sermons from. But he says, "Hear then the parable of the sower." So he talks of this as himself as the parable of the sower. And I've preached on this a number of times, and I've done what many, many preachers do and commentators do, turned it into the parable of the soils. Ignoring the fact that Jesus calls it the parable of the sower. I've talked about clearing the ground or about the type of soil that a person is. We do it with every good intention. And it's actually quite a good way to understand it. I'm not knocking it. But we do it so often because we want to hold up the gospel as a mirror that we look into and see something reflected out. And those of us who've already responded to Jesus want so much to see ourselves reflected out of that mirror as good soil, bearing lots of fruit. We do it for good reasons, this parable of the soils. But we do it because we so often choose to move God out of the center and put ourselves there instead. So often over the past few centuries, faith has become a personalized, individualized thing that we begin to assume we are the center. Rather than Jesus is the center of it all, Richard is the center of it all, Brenda is the center of it all, and it's not that. So we tend to read this not as a parable of a sower, but a parable about soil. And we focus on the worthiness of the soil. When we do this, we can miss the main point. Because Jesus said, "Hear then the parable of the sower." So that gives us a massive hint as to where our focus should be. The parable is not about soil, but about sower. And because it's a parable, we know that it's a story with meanings and layers and hidden meanings. And it's not really about the sower that the disciples and those listening could see on the other side of the valley, of the hill or whatever, wandering about, although that might have sparked the story. We know that the sower that Jesus is referring to is God. And here the parable of the sower becomes, hear then what God is like. And like other parables that Jesus tells, God is shown as, well, not altogether competent. If he had been working for the local farmer, he would have been given his marching orders. Because the way Jesus tells it, the sower is not particularly good at what he does. The sower goes around sowing seed haphazardly, throwing it all over the place. And I mean everywhere. He throws it on the path. He throws it in the rocks. He throws it on the ground that hasn't been cleared. And he throws it on the ground that has been cleared. He just throws it everywhere. Willy-nilly. He should have cleared those rocks away. He should have cleared those weeds away. He should have made sure he didn't throw it on the path, because that's just a waste. And let's face it, the majority of those sitting listening to Jesus talk knew far more about farming than this city boy ever will. All I know about farming is those farmers drive their tractors in front of me at about 10 miles an hour on the Lincolnshire roads. They have been brought up close to the soil, understanding seasons, farming, practical things, which is why Jesus tells stories constantly that are so rooted in the arable life. The stuff of normal, everyday existence to those who first heard him. So when Jesus says a sower went out to sow and some fell on the path, some fell on rocky ground, some fell among the thorns, it appears that the sower is disorganized, maybe a bit careless at best. You don't just throw seed anywhere, because at the time, seed was an expensive commodity. You need to make sure you threw it where it was going to grow. You need to make sure you threw it in the good soil. You need to make sure you cleared the weeds, removed the rocks, and don't throw it.